Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You allowed to have any of this or what? Are you still eating this?
How you doing, Todd? How's it going, man? Good to see you.
Hey, Todd. Greg. Pleasure to meet you, man. So I'm a guy who likes to eat. I'm a guy who's had some issues staying at a healthy weight. And then I see you come in this year, and you look unbelievable. And we hear that's, what, straight vegetables now you're eating? What the hell are you doing to get this good, this thin?
It's not straight vegetables. It's vegetables.
How do you maintain? Because we see the whole the football coach thing, right? I mean, the hours that you guys have, it's crazy. And then you come in here, and then you're just eating, gobbling everything up. And then how do you come in with this season, all the stress and pressure being a head coach, and then have discipline to lose 60 or 70 pounds? That to me is unbelievable.
You want to be healthy and you want to live longer, that's what you do.
All right.
Well, we got here, you know, he was walking around the field this morning. How many miles do you walk in the morning, Todd?
Five.
So it's five miles every morning. What time do you start out here?
4:45.
So you're actually up earlier than John Gruden. That's good. That's always a good thing, because that lunatic used to get up at 3:15 in the morning or some crazy number. I don't know. But anyway, look, you got it. You got a good problem. You know, your problem is you got a really great quarterback room. It seems like between the aging veteran who is willing to step aside and help the younger guys when he can, and Josh McCown, to a stud rookie like Sam Darnold, who's saying all the right things, to, I think, the ultimate biggest surprise out here, and that's Teddy Bridgewater restarting his career. So you have something that maybe you can't say that you've had here since you've been the head coach of the Jets.
No, that's true, and we do have a great problem, but all those guys get along well, and they try to help each other, and it's my job to play the guy that I think gives us the best chance to win, and all of them bring a different element. You know, Josh, being the older guy, doesn't need as many reps. Teddy hadn't played in 2 years. To come out and do the things he's doing has been outstanding. And we recognize the talent that Sam has. That's why we took him. So, you know, we got two more preseason games, and we monitor practices, and we watch film, and we get a feel for everybody and how the team feels about them around them, just from a playing standpoint, and we'll make a decision.
But you know that you and I both know from playing in the league and then you now coaching that things change dramatically once the regular season starts. You start game playing, everything changes.
All the time.
And that's asking a lot of a rookie quarterback. You know, I can't imagine, you know, first week, I guess, at Detroit with Matt Patricia and that defense and everything else like that. That's going to be a tall order for a young man to go on the road and lead his team to victory. Is there a chance where you see that maybe because of the early part of the schedule and the amount of games that you have in a short amount of time, that a rookie can handle that?
I think if he earns the starting spot, he can handle it. I don't worry about it. Whenever he goes out there, it's going to be his first time. Whether it's game one, game six, game 15, he's going to be a rookie quarterback.
Right.
So, and he's going to see something different. And the more reps he gets in practice, yes, preseason games are different. Nobody's really coming after you with a full assault, but he's a sharp kid. He understands everything. Teddy understands how to play the game. Josh understands how to play the game. So whoever goes out there will be confident whether we have 3 games in 11 days or 3 games in 21 days.
Now, Sam seems so mature. We only sat down with him for a few minutes, but it just seems like every media availability, everything he says, just meeting him now, that he's way ahead of the game when it comes to maturity, both on and off the field. Is there something that you've seen from him that has impressed you at this such a young age, being a rookie, where you said, wow, you know, maybe he is a little bit more ahead than we expected at this point?
Well, everything he's done thus far, he seems more mature than he is, other than when he got here and he wasn't 21 and he couldn't even drive to work. And then you realize that how young he was when he couldn't even go in a bar and get a beer until he turned 21. So, but if you look at it, if you met his parents and you saw his upbringing and see how grounded they are and how well they've taught him, it's a credit to them. But he's come in and done everything we've asked him to do, and he's way more mature at this point in the year than a lot of rookies, and we like that about him. We're not trying to rush him, but we're not trying to hold him back either. But at the same time, he's learning at a pace that's very good. That's on par with the other two quarterbacks.
You know, there's always controversy, as we talked to Todd Bowles, surrounding every team in certain areas. So Terrell Pryor decides to tell everybody that he's got a broken foot, and then you get a little angry at him for, you know, yapping about an injury that I don't know if he had or he didn't had. It sounds like a Ben Roethlisberger thing with me. I don't know. You know, Bill Cowher got put in some weird situations with Ben. And then, of course, Jamal Adams talking about last year's team, about how this year's team's different, and comparing a lot of the, you know, of last year to this year, but yet a lot of those guys were in that locker room that are still here. I mean, these are just young guys, immature guys, just not understanding what they're saying and what it may mean and how it may impact the team. Or, you know, what do you do with guys like that when they go a little bit off the rails?
Well, they're just young and new guys. When you have a lot of new people and a lot of young people, these mistakes are going to happen, especially up here in the city. But they learn as they go. We talk about it and we move on. There's no grudge held against anybody, but they're young guys, and they learn from experience, and we learn as we go.
Is your defense going to be good enough to support a young quarterback? I mean, do you see like a vast improvement from what you've seen the last couple years?
I want it to be good enough to support the young, the middle, or the old quarterback. So it needs to be good enough to support any quarterback we put out there.
Now I want to talk to you about you in the media and how you handle it, because I know you don't care about that as much as we do. But, I mean, I feel like there's much more personality there than you'll give in these press conferences. Now, you probably think, who cares? It doesn't matter. I'm just up there to talk football, talk about what I need to talk about, and get the hell out. But for fans, and when we know a lot of Jet fans, they call up the station all the time, sometimes they want to see a little bit more of that. Do you ever think about
it? Tell me, what would you like to see?
Well, I'll tell you what you'd like to see. So if you can't do it, he could do it for you.
Well, no.
So maybe you want to show Todd how to do it.
Tell me what would you like to see, and I'll get it.
There's been a couple times I've sang pretending I was you and did an impersonation. I'm not going to do that now.
Why not?
Because I don't want to, because I want to get
like
Todd's answer. That's what's more important.
I'm very quick-witted and probably very sarcastic amongst the guys.
I'll tell you what I want to see. Remember when a guy, it was right when Sam Darnold started, it was the first day of practice, right? And someone asked, what do you think you want? And you slammed your fist down, joking around, and said that, he's great, I want him to start right now. And then you laughed. When that happened, we said, wow, look at that. That's a Todd Bowles we haven't seen before. That's stuff like that. You know what? Just a little bit more like, I don't know. Like, I feel like when you're up there, you're really, really guarded. Now, does it mean anything in the grand scheme of things? Probably not. But I think fans, when they're watching you, they want to get a better feel of exactly who their head coach is, and maybe they don't get that from the way that the press conferences go.
I mean, I can't be. What do you want me to be, Herman?
Well, you can't.
You want
me
to be?
No, you can't be Herman Edwards.
You want me to be Herman Edwards?
No,
hello, hello.
I'm not saying that.
You
but
play to win the game.
Yes, there we go. Have some
Moore?
Bacon.
You want me to be Jim Moore? Playoffs?
No. But
playoffs? Or you want me to be Denny Green?
Oh, yeah.
They were who they thought we were.
I love Denny Green.
I mean,
that's my guy. Are you in those press conferences? Is that you?
That's a piece of me.
That's what my point is, Todd. That's my point.
From a business standpoint, yes, that is me.
Okay.
But there are probably 100 different sides of me.
All right. But why don't you show like 3 or 4?
Oh,
then
you just did.
Well,
you just showed
I know. 3.
You
how
did.
Many you want?
No, no, that's good. I'm talking about
Sybil.
Right, no, but like before games, after games, in those settings. With us, it's a little bit easier because we're just a couple knuckleheads with a plate of bacon in between us. You know, we're having a good time. But, you know, when you get up there in front of the rest of the media, you probably don't like those guys as much, right?
No, it's not. It's not. I'm not putting on an acting show. I'm talking football.
I get it.
So it's as much as protecting your team and understanding your guys as opposed to what you want to put out there.
Right.
And
you
also
know,
being the face of a franchise
and being respectable and running an organization. It's not about my personality or me trying to be seen and trying to outshine the team, because it is about the team. So
you know, and when you compare Todd to Bill Belichick, I mean, let's face it, he's Robin Williams.
I mean, well, you know, yes, that is very true.
You know,
yes.
It's interesting. I heard that you guys started practice the other day with the Aretha Franklin song "Respect." Is that true?
That is very true.
I know that you're a big music lover and everything else, and Gladys Knight is like supposedly your all-time favorite and everything else like that.
She's right there at the top.
How many guys in that locker room knew who Aretha Franklin was before you played the song? Did you bring it up, or is this just something you did on your own?
I didn't bring it up because most of them can't remember Whitney Houston. So
right. Oh, my goodness.
they're Some of them knew the song, didn't know the person.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that shocking?
Disappointing.
That just makes me old, that's all.
Well, it makes us both old, but at the end of the day, it's still a little shocking, isn't it?
It is, but I don't think it's that shocking because I probably was like that when my parents were playing older music when I was younger, too.
But did anybody like Jamal Adams, did he know like what you were doing and why you were doing it?
I don't think anybody knew.
Really?
I don't think anybody knew.
Now, wow.
Do you get into the stuff they listed, like 2 Chainz and stuff like that? Is there like a trade-off? Like, hey, I'll give you a Gladys Knight for a little Uzi Vert or something like that, you know?
Unfortunately, I have 3 boys, so I have to listen to some of that stuff. So I actually know it. Just to hear what they're listening to, I have to listen to.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm sure that helps you communicate, though, with these kids. I mean,
all the time.
At the end of the day, you know, I played against you. I think, you know.
And, yes, you did.
Yes, and I think about you yapping at me when we played. I'm like, when I see the guy after the game that Gio's just talking about, I go, that's not the guy I played against. I can tell you that right now. He's basically refined. You know, because when they play defense in the NFL, they're not very refined.
Right. No,
and
I've
then
heard.
Now when they ascend to becoming a head coach, they have to be refined. Yeah. That's just the way. That's just the way the NFL is.
Speaking of not,
they have taunting penalties back then.
Oh, I yeah. don't. So I wanted to ask you, explain what happened. Do you believe that the Jenkins hit on Alex Smith the first play of the game for you guys? Do you see that as a penalty?
I don't, but they don't want anybody falling on the quarterback. That's something you have to practice tackling and get to the side. They don't want the full body landing down on top of the quarterback.
Right.
So, you know, it's almost turned into a hit and roll type of thing, which is tough to tell a defensive lineman coming full speed at 300-plus pounds. So we're working on it, and it's going to be a feel-out process, but we're trying to do it the right way. But that's going to be tough.
That one was tough because, you know, that was a hit that we would always take, and
every
that would
time.
Just be a part of it, and that would be a part of the game. How about the lowering the helmet rule now? Have you had any bad plays called against you guys that you felt like were not what the rule was intended to be?
No, the 2 they called in the game were pretty accurate.
They were.
They were pretty accurate. There was one, Ardarius got called. The defensive player hit him. Well, he actually hit the defensive player and lowered his head, and they called it on the defensive player. I thought that could have went the other way. But, you know, I guess they're looking at more of the defensive guys than the offensive guys, but it does go both ways. But it's a feeling out process. We practice keeping our heads up. We coach keeping our heads up. And every now and then, you know, when a running back goes in the hole and dips his head, it's going to happen when the lineman stunt or when a DB is going low and then a running back or receiver tries to go lower. There are inadvertent plays.
Yeah, but how do they
smart.
Determine like who is the initiating?
That's a good question.
You know, player. That's the thing I think is so frustrating. And Gio and I looked at a couple of replays from this past weekend. There was one in the Giant game against Mark Kurzlig, who's rushing the passer. I think it was Theo Riddick, the running back, lowers his head, and Kurzlig inadvertently hits heads with Riddick, and Kurzlig has the penalty called against him. When you go back and look at it, and I think Carl Banks and Bob Poppett did an unbelievable job going back and looking at this thing, saying, wait, but time out. It was initiated by the running back changing his angle, and Kurzlig was just doing what he was normally doing, and that was trying to bull rush the running back. But hence, the penalty was called on Kurzlig. So I think there's still a lot of confusion here. And do you think that they'll kind of relax some of this as the season starts, and maybe they're just overplaying it in the preseason?
I'm hoping they'll relax it some because it's like you said, it's difficult to realize who's initiating the contact, especially when they're both going full speed and who's going low and who's going high and who hits it. So I think they're calling it to make a point. But hopefully when everybody gets the point, it'll relax during the regular season.
You're really going to keep this starting quarterback thing a secret right before the first game? They're going to be able to do that? It's a tough thing.
Well, I was going to call you personally.
We'll exchange numbers, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. What are you going to, like, whisper it in the guy's ear, like, right before kickoff? Like, it's you. Go ahead. Go, Sam. Right?
I'm pretty sure they'll know who it is.
By the way, this coming Friday against the Giants, is Sam starting Friday night against the Giants?
All 3 quarterbacks need to be ready to play.
All right, here we go. All right, it's great.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see you later.
Yeah, back to normal.
Todd, listen, it was a pleasure, man. I really enjoyed it.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Always
great
to see you, man.
Head coach of the New York Jets, Todd Bowles.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.